The law expert says claims by police that officers did not know they were breaking the law when they used roadblocks to get information on gang members doesn't stack up. Last week, the Independent Police Conduct Authority found officers illegally detained a woman and photographed her and her partner at a checkpoint in Northland in 2019. Northland District Commander Tony Hill told our reporter Jordan Bond that while the tactic has been used for a year, officers didn't know they weren't following the law.
Well, yes, this has been a tactic that's been carrying on for some time. It certainly has been. We've stopped doing that now. But I want to point out that our staff were acting with genuine intent.
That's not the justification, is it? We thought we weren't breaking the law. That doesn't apply to the public, does it?
Well, you're being very black and white about your, view of that. But our staff thought that they were operating and doing what the public wanted them to, and that's policing organised crime groups.
Yeah, and I understand the intent was positive, but the police are quite a legally schooled up organisation. Not only do you have officers who have a pretty good working understanding of the law, but actual lawyers within there. Did no one realise that what you were doing was illegal?
Well, I don't think that they'd looked at it that way, Jordan. I think it's from that they saw this just as a tactic that was being deployed, and it wasn't until the IPCA that drew our attention to it that we, in hindsight, realised that that's not the purpose of what the Act was set up for.
Otago University of Otago Law Professor Andrew Geddes says police were told a year before the Northland operation that they could not use land transport laws as a ruse to gather intelligence. Professor Geddes is with us now. Morena.
Yeah, good morning.
What is your reaction hearing District Commander Tony Hill there? It seems extraordinary that they didn't look at it in a black and white way.
Well, it does seem very strange. So what happened in March of 2018, the Independent Police Conduct Authority issued a finding that the use of checkpoints for intelligence gathering information was not allowed for under the Land Transport Act. So March 2018, you have this ruling by the IPCA. The IPCA notes in its ruling that the police have now drawn the attention of all staff that officers must genuinely stop motorists for the primary purposes of land transport and first enforcement and exercise their powers. So the police, after this ruling came out, apparently told everybody you can't use your Land Transport Act powers in this way. And yet a year later, we have the head of the Northland Police saying, well, how could we know it wasn't illegal? You know, how could we have known that we weren't allowed to do this? So something seems to have gone very wrong in the process.
So ignorance of the law doesn't pass muster in your view here?
What I'd want to know, well, it's two things. First of all, it calls into a little bit of question the value of having an independent police complaint authority if they can, you know, make these findings and the police apparently are telling everyone in the police force about them and then nothing seems to change. I mean, that seems very strange. Secondly, you'd think that the district commander on, you know, having heard this about stops would have, the first thing would be to go to their legal advisors and say, look, can we just check that this tactic we've been using apparently for quite some time actually is lawful? And if he'd asked that question, any legal advisor worth their salt would have said, no, actually, sorry, you can't. It might be useful. You might be thinking you're doing the right thing, but you do not have the legal power, at which point you'd stop. So you have to sort of wonder if there wasn't a, you know, we won't ask the question because we don't want to find out what the answer is.
Did the most recent finding by the IPCA, did it acknowledge its earlier finding?
No, this is the other problem. The IPCA sort of makes out this is the first time they've ever looked at this issue. So there's no, you know, saying that, you know, a year ago we told you you can't do this and yet we find you're still doing this. You know, could you please take us seriously? There's nothing along those lines at all.
Just explain to us, there'll be some people listening who will say, right, well, the police in that area, they've got to do something about gangs. You know, this is justified somehow.
Yeah, so let's acknowledge that gangs, the gang violence and the gang problems in Northland are a big problem. The police have a real issue there, and I have absolute sympathy for that. The problem with sort of saying, well, if you're trying to do the right thing, anything goes, is twofold. One is that that's a journey that takes you to a really bad place. You know, the police doing whatever they want because it's for the right reasons, inevitably that starts to shade over the police just doing whatever they want. Secondly, the police are there to uphold the rule of law. And if the police are going to ignore the legal rules when telling everyone else you must obey the law, it just undermines their purpose and their actual ability to do their job. So, you know, if you need more powers, then the police need to go to Parliament and say, look, could you give us more powers here? You can't just take the powers on because you think it's a good idea.
Is this an issue then that the Commissioner needs to come out and perhaps make a strong statement on? Because we've got this ongoing issue too with concerns around young Māori rangatahi being photographed on the street. That's a controversy that is still ongoing. Does there need to be some stronger talking here to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I would have, I would hope that after two bites of the cherry, the IPCA findings might actually be taken seriously now. You know, you'd hope that would be the case. But there is this wider question of the police's intelligence gathering practices, which goes beyond not just, you know, the stopping of people for information, but the information that's then been gathered. And I do suspect when that all comes out, we're going to have some very serious thinking about what sort of powers we think the police ought to have.
Professor Geddes, thank you very much. Professor Andrew Geddes there from the University of Otago, a law professor.